Manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
He must have the manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵一定会彰显、表现他自己。
So the Holy Spirit will also be manifest himself.
那你怎么知道你今天圣你得着圣灵？
How do you know that you have received the Holy Spirit?
因为你说方言。
Because you speak in tongues.
明白吗？
You understand?
所以现在你要追求圣洁。
So if you want to pursue holiness,
你去追求圣灵浇灌。
So you have to pursue being filled with the Holy Spirit.
你怎么知道这是圣灵浇灌？
How do you know this is being filled with the Holy Spirit?
就看你有没有说方言。
To see if you speak in tongues.
明白吗？
You understand?
所以灵恩运动 Assembly of God 就这样开始。
So the assemblies of God started this way.
所以不要忘记。
So don't forget.
但当灵恩运动被主兴起来的。
When the assemblies of God was raised by God.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
因为他们当然追求圣灵浇灌。
On the one hand, they pursued after being filled with the Holy Spirit.
当然他们就说起方言来。
They started speaking tongues.
所以他们就说，我们只有说方言的才得救，你们没有说方言的根本就没有得救。
Us who are filled with the Holy Spirit are saved. If you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, you're not saved.
所以这就是灵恩运动的开始。
So this is the beginning of the Pentecostal.
然后在美国，特别是在1906年左右，那么在洛杉矶那一带就开始了这个复兴的火。Started
this fire revival.
所以不要忘记。
Don't forget.
那个复兴的火是继续燃烧的。
So this fire revival continues.
当然我们说过，
of course,
如果根据圣经的话，
According to the Bible,
没有发罪，跟这件事。
So there is no such thing as having the root of sin.
但是因为他们要圣洁。
But because they want to be holy,
所以请大家记得,
so everybody
can remember.
Pentecostal movement started with the pursuit of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们最后注意方言,
in the end, they focused on tongues.
他们注意恩赐,
they focused on gifts.
他们忘记了赐恩赐的,
they forgot the giver gift.
本来他们眼睛所注意主自己。What
they were focused before was on the Lord himself.
他们希望能与主亲近。
They wanted to be close with the Lord.
为什么他们圣洁呢？
Why could they be holy?
因为人非圣洁不能见主。
Because if man is not holy, he cannot meet the
Lord. 如果你圣洁，你就能与主亲近。
If you're holy, you can come close to the Lord.
你就能过圣洁的生活。
You can live a holy life.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
虽然他们路是错，他们心是对。
Even though their way was wrong, their heart was right.
但人到底是谁？
But man is man.
慢慢就从赐恩典的主，就眼睛注意到恩赐。
So they turned their eyes from the giver of gifts to the gifts themselves.
所以他们都圣洁。
So they studied the Bible.
他们知道有说方言。
They know those who spoke in tongues.
有医病的。
Those who are healed.
这些都是神奇的，很神奇的一些恩赐。
These are amazing gifts.
其实保罗为了帮助我们，
in order to help us，
你看你讲那个九种恩赐的时候，
when he speaks about the nine different gifts，
他是把神奇的恩赐放在最后面，
so he put those amazing gifts to the end，
前面都是没有什么，
and the beginning is not like super amazing，
人的肉体就是这样。
So the flesh of man is this way，
喜欢神奇。
They like the
amazing gifts， 我有就是你没有，
something I have you don't have。
是慢慢就从基督的身上。Slowly
you started to pay attention from Christ.
就跑到经历里。And
you moved to experience.
我有没有说方言？Do
I have I spoken in tongues?
所以基督怎么样？But it's
amazing.
本来教会是以基督做中心。The
church used to have Christ as its center.
现在慢慢就以恩赐来做。Now
the gifts are at center.
所以你是追求基督以外的。So
you pursue the things outside of Christ.
教会里面有许多恩赐。
So in the church is many gifts. But the Lord is knocking outside the door. This is the start of the Pentecostal. When you come to the second stage, it became the charismatic movement. In the beginning it was Pentecostal movement. Now it's charismatic movement.
那弟兄们，特别到1960年的时候，especially in 1960,
the Holy Spirit was doing work.
一直没有停的,
so this work didn't stop.
先是五旬节运动,
first is Pentecostal movement.
然后呢，慢慢慢慢的就 charismatic movement.
Then there was a charismatic movement that rose.
他们怎么说呢？
What did they say?
你如果没有不说方言，你不是不得救。
So if you not speaking in tongues is not that you're not saved. It's just you're just not overcoming.
所以慢慢他们就讲，他们继续的在推动灵恩运动。
So they can't stop moving on this charismatic movement.
但是很稀奇。But
interesting enough,
那个是有一个特点。At
that time, there's a special feature.
灵恩运动可以渗透到任何一个传统的
Charismatic movement could come into any of these traditional churches. Isn't it amazing?
安利刚会是最不可能.
The Church of England is impossible.
如果长老会是最不可能的.
If the Presbyterian is impossible.
寻道会是最不可能的.
So the Pietists are impossible.
结果他们都进去了.
So they entered in.
而且很多人就得着更新的经历.
Many people gained this experience, renewed experience.
他们明明是浸信会的人.
So they are Baptists.
明明长老会的人.
Now they were Presbyterian.
他们个个都更新了.
But now all of them are renewed.
为什么呢?
Why?
他们都得着圣灵的经历.
They received the experience of the Holy Spirit.
他们都说起方言来.
They started to speak in tongues.
那最叫人惊讶.
Now the most amazing thing is this.
连天主教里的修士跟修女都得着圣灵的经历.
Even the monks and the nuns, they received the experience of the Holy Spirit.
所以到时候有个很大的大会, 全美国的大会.
So there was a great movement meeting.
你看见吗?
You see?
不光是各宗各派的人都在.
It's not just all of the denominations are there.
有一批人看过去是修士跟修女, 他们也在里面.
The monks and nuns, they were there.
因为这个缘故,
so because of that,
所有灵恩运动的人, 他们就喜乐得不得了。
All the charismatics, they were very joyful.
他说我们做工作半天, 我们就不可能能改变任何一个天主教的人。
So we thought that we can never change even a Catholic.
现在你看天主教里面的修士跟修女和我们是一样的。
So now the monks and nuns in the Catholic Church are just like us.
所以那是
So that was the height of the charismatic movement.
那么在整个运动的过程里,
now in the whole movement,
大概有三分之一,
one third started to see the light of the church. They're willing to walk the way of the church.
我还记得有一次我碰到他们中间的一个领袖。
So one day I met the leader amongst them.
我们是在巴西利亚, 就是巴西的首都建立。
We're meeting in Brasilia, the capital of Brazil.
你知道那个弟兄对我怎么说?
What did that brother say?
他说我们是百分之百需要照着尼托森丁正常基督教会的生活我们来做的。 So
we want to do 100% according to the book Normal Christian Life.
意思是说他们完全接受工作在身那本书。
So they were willing to look at this book, reconsider the word.
所以基本上来说他们是要愿意走教会的路。
So they're willing to walk the way of the church.
那么这个就是50年代60年代的时候。
So this is in the 50s and 60s.
So the charismatic movement.
This is the charismatic movement.
到了1980年的时候,
in 1980, soon a whole century
went by.
The work of the Holy Spirit did not stop.
但是不要忘,
but don't forget, you cannot just have the Holy Spirit. You also need the Bible. On the one hand, you have the leading of the Spirit.
另外一方面,
on the other hand, you have to have the Word of God. So on one hand, some people may need the navigation.
另一面，他需要懂得那个地图。
On the other hand, you have to understand that map.
如果他地图没有懂的话,
if they understand that map,
他错了不知道他错了。
If he's wrong, he doesn't know he's
wrong. 所以有的人不知不觉跑到稻田里面去。
So some people, they would drive into the field.
那个原因在哪里?
Why?
不是导航器的问题,
it's not the problem with the navigation. It's the problem with this man.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
圣灵继续的工作。
The Holy Spirit continues to work.
圣灵巴不得人爱慕他。
So a God that the Holy Spirit would have an animal love him. So God remembers the heart. But it's mixed.
慢慢越来越多,
slowly there are more and more people.
So
many people are like children. So they want to see some dramatic things.
你想想看,
isn't speaking in tongues dramatic? Isn't healing and casting out demons
如果有人从那个轮椅里面忽然站起来，这不是很戏剧化。
So someone is able to stand up while from the wheelchair, isn't that dramatic?
所以弟兄,
so brothers and sisters,
现在给我们看,
For 100 years, the charismatic movement keeps on moving forward. So in this matter of number of people, so they became the major stream in from numbers, it's true.
所以给我们看见,
so this is before the Lord's return. So because of the Second Great Awakening, his purpose is for Philadelphia. Because man continues to live in this excitement.
他不知不觉的,
unbeknownst to him, then they walk another way. Outwardly, they're still in the will of God. Outwardly, still the work of the Holy Spirit. So in 1983, so there was a professor in the Fuller Seminary. He told us, so the work of the Holy Spirit has three ways. First wave was Pentecostal movement. Second was the charismatic movement. Now the Holy Spirit wants to do the third way. When he spoke this word, so there was a movement in the United States. It was the vineyard movement. So also the signs and miracles. Who are these people? There are two professors in Fullerton Seminary. It's called John Winberg. Needs to be a house church. Slowly became the church and vineyard. Amazing. So he talks about the growth of the church. So everything is of the gospel. He never considers himself charismatic. Does not consider himself Pentecostal. I am evangelical. Because I graduated from Fuller. There are three seminaries. One in Dallas.
It's
related to the dispensation.
One is Westminster. Reform.
Related to the Reform. One is related to Billy Graham. That's Fuller Seminary. So in this seminary, some people focus on the growth of the church. One person, his name was Peter Wagner. He's been to Bolivia. He went to the third world. He knows how to preach the gospel. If you go to South America, so maybe no one will get saved if you preach the gospel. But if you can speak tongues, if you can perform miracles,
很容易人就信,
very easily will people believe.
So John Winberg
wrote a book
called 全能布道, Power Evangelism.
Power Evangelism.
那意思说现在我们要传福音,
so now we have to preach the gospel. So we have to plant churches. We have to plant churches.
我们不管到哪里,
no matter where we go, that's where the church goes.
别的不管,
we only worry about preaching the gospel. When you speak about evangelism, you have to have a message.
So it's just a power evangelism.
So it's called power evangelism.
Why do you have power?
Because you have miracles. You can heal. So many people were saved. Don't forget, this is related to the movement in the South America.
结果你看见说, 果然你看见很多人就得救,
so because of this, many were saved.
那么所谓的 power,
so when you speak about power evangelism, what do you relate to?
是指做那些神迹奇事。
They're referring to miracles.
人都好奇嘛,
so people are curious.
如果有一些事情发生,
so something's happened. So there were those who were raised from the dead.
人从来没有死,看见佛,现在如果有个死人复活,
so if someone was raised from the dead,
这就不证明说现在神的
doesn't this prove that the power of God has come upon them? So when they talk about power evangelism, many people were saved. Many churches and vineyards were produced. So in 1983,
Peter Wagner 就说了,
so Peter Wagner said, this is the third way. This is the third way of the move of the Holy Spirit. The most amazing thing. Because they graduated from Fuller. So we have nothing to do with the Pentecostals. We have nothing to do with the charismatics. So they kept on doing this. You look at their meetings, it's the same as the similar to the Pentecostals and charismatics. But we talk about signs